Our products are more than people used to believe.
Many of our readers are familiar with Johnson & Johnson consumer products, but they may not be familiar with the Johnson & Johnson family of companies and what that actually encompasses. Can you give us an overview?
The way that we look at our organization is that we have three business segments we work in. One is the consumer business, which you alluded to, and it is a lot of the baby products, baby shampoo, baby powder, Band-Aids. But then it also includes Neutrogena and Aveeno and a lot of consumer companies that people would not know belong to the J&J family. The second part of our business is our medical device and diagnostics business, which by itself is the largest medical device and diagnostics business in the world. That consists of everything from cardiovascular products for stents to joint replacements for knees and hips, to contact lenses with AccuView, blood glucose meters, surgical Ethicon sutures, and endoscopic instruments. So it covers a broad array of products. And then we have our pharmaceutical business, which is our largest segment of all. It's actually over 40% of our business. That really deals with cardiovascular products, oncology products, immune-mediated products for rheumatoid arthritis, and those types of areas, and a lot in the virology area for HIV/AIDS and tuberculosis. So when people look at J&J, most of them may think of it as the consumer side, but it's actually our smallest portion of the business, and we have about $61 billion in revenue and anywhere from $180 billion to $200 billion in market capital.
What are the main challenges of leading in a decentralized corporate environment, including across countries and cultures?